Mighty John Marshall, pleasure it is. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. I'm great. I hope you are, too.
Yes, indeed. New month, new list. We have 10 records worth $100 or more. Check your record collection, and here we go, Mighty John. Let's start it off.
Big hit for the Delphonics, La 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 La, means I love you. The value for the album currently up to $100.
Mm-hmm.
The Beatles, The Ballad of John and Yoko, with its picture sleeve, current value up to $125.
Mm-hmm.
Look for Elvis Costello, My Aim is True. This is a picture disc, Elvis's picture right on the vinyl itself, current value up to $150.
Mm-hmm.
The first album for the Carpenters was called Offering, featuring their hit, Ticket to Ride. Value, currently up to $200.
Mm-hmm.
1996, R.E.M., New Adventures in Hi-Fi. Current value for the album, up to $200. 1993, 12-inch single for Ace of Base, Don't Turn Around. Current value, up to $300.
Mm-hmm.
The last album for Cream was called Goodbye Cream. The value depends on the color of the record label. If it's yellow, no more than $25. But if the label is pink and tan, then the value jumps up to $400.
Ooh, wow.
Elvis Presley, Are You Lonesome Tonight? The value depends on mono or stereo. Mono, up to $20. Stereo, up to $800.
Wow.
In 1996, Neil Diamond recorded a song with his son's grade school class. It's called We Wrote a Song Together. 40 copies were made, all signed by Neil Diamond and distributed to the kids in his kids' class. Current value for each one, $2,000.
Oh, God.
And number one, we might have mentioned this one before, but we just had the Democratic Convention, so I thought we'd mention the most famous rock and roll record about a Democratic Convention, Street Fighting Man by the Rolling Stones, 1968, lots of fights in the street. The song became identified with it to the point where the mayor of Chicago forbid local radio stations from playing this song. It's going to create more riots. Street Fighting Man, Rolling Stones, with picture sleeve, and that's where the value is. Up to $18,000.
Yeah, Mayor Daley did that. That's right. I remember reading that. Now, you've got a copy of Street Fighting Man without the picture sleeve. What does that reduce the value to?
$10.
This Neil Diamond, We Wrote a Song Together, $2,000, never released. It was basically a school project. Who in the world would have a copy of that?
Well, the 40 kids in the class,
boy,
have a copy.
Well, they're
and what
sitting
they did with them, who knows? But we find these odd things at yard sales and flea markets and thrift stores, so we mention them.
I'll be damned. And the Battle of John and Yoko with a picture sleeve, $125. George and Ringo were AWOL for that, weren't they?
They weren't around, only Paul McCartney, and he played drums along with John Lennon.
Wow, no kidding. Wow.
McCartney on drums.
I'll be damned. Moneymusic.com, that is the website. I'll say it again in 12 seconds. You ever walk up the driveway at a yard sale and people say, shut it down, here comes John Marshall, the record guy.
A few times that has happened, but they don't say that. They go, uh-oh, here comes the guy that knows all about the records.
Oh, my God, that's fantastic. Well, it's a great list. We'll put it on the website for you, moneymusic.com. That's the website. Mighty John Marshall, pleasure, and we'll talk again next month. Okay, buddy?
All right, Bob. Take care.
You got it.